Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Education Minister says she will do everything possible to ensure the 10 pupils of Little Angel School in Letterkenny, who it's feared will be without a school place in September, are accommodated. 30 new jobs are to be created in Donegal with the opening of a new Lidl store next week. An MEP claims Donegal shoplifters are giving two fingers to the state. Anishka Aaron is appealing to customers in Remelton, Milford and Kerrykeel to continue efforts to conserve water and protect supply. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher, followed by Farming News and Views with Chris Ashmore. First news this evening. The Education Minister says she will do everything possible to ensure the 10 pupils of Little Angel School in Letterkenny, who it's feared will be without a school place in September, are accommodated. Minister Helen McEntee was responding to Donegal Deputy Pearce Doherty, who described the pupils' mothers having to protest outside the door last week as cruel. He told the minister that parents remain in limbo over the future of their children's education, despite promises there would be an update this week. Minister McEntee says efforts are continuing to find a resolution.
Minister, last week mothers from Donegal travelled up here to sleep outside the gates of Leinster House. They did so in desperation because their children, 10 of them, with additional and special needs, do not have a school place in September. There's only one school in the county that they can go, that's Little Angels. It's over 6 weeks now since I raised this here in the floor of the Dáil with you. It is a month since I put the proposal to the Minister as to how to resolve this issue with my colleagues. And I'm in regular contact with Minister Moynihan, but these parents still have no certainty. The new Little Angels school was built with less classrooms than the existing one. It's a scandal, despite the growing need for places. But the old school now is going to be left empty, and the pupils of Little Angel, the ones that the Little Angels pupils are going to move from. So that needs to be sanctioned, Minister, to allow for these extra 10 pupils to be able to get their education there. So can I ask you, can you give any comfort to these families? Because it is absolutely cruel that these mothers had to come here last week, were given commitments that they would know early this week, and they're still in limbo. And there's specialised equipment that has to be ordered for these children. They can't just walk into school in September. This needs to be sorted, because this is a school that could be lying empty in the hands of the state.
Minister.
Thank you, Deputy. Just to reassure you, but most importantly to reassure the parents and their children, that myself and Deputy Moynihan, Minister Moynihan, working with the NCSE and the department, will ensure that they have school places come September, and we will do everything possible to make sure that those places, insofar as possible, are within their communities and that they have the right resources and the right supports when they're in school. That's what we have to make sure, that children can access the supports but the school places that they need in their own communities, and that's exactly what we're working towards.
30 new jobs are to be created in Donegal with the opening of a new Lidl store next week. The €7 million store will officially open in Carndonagh on Thursday. The 2,209 square metre development will feature state-of-the-art facilities, an off-licence bakery and a range of sustainability features. An Ulster University professor who's been involved in research into defective concrete and its effects says a public seminar in Angrenan Hotel Burt on Saturday will give them a chance to present crucial research in public for the first time. The National Standards Authority of Ireland has begun a consultation on replacement draft IS465 standards that govern the redress scheme, which is currently under scrutiny. Professor Paul Dunlop told today's 9 till noon show they've been working with the NSAI for a long time, but this is the first time they've been able to go public with much of their findings that he says confirm internal sulphate attack is a prime issue.
Everyone for the last 10 years has been told that our houses are falling apart because of mica. We now know what's causing this, and we know that this process causes the concrete to basically grow and expand and crack and fall apart. And we've had a house that's been rigged up and monitored for over a year, and we want to sort of show some of the results of that, because it's really important now to get an idea of how long these houses will last that are undergoing.
The Taoiseach believes the stock market collapse was behind Donald Trump's policy climb down. Markets in the US have opened down, with White House advisers insisting Donald Trump's 90-day freeze on higher tariffs was not a panic move. The European Union also followed suit with a 90-day delay, a decision Micheál Martin says is correct and makes sense. The Taoiseach says the respite period allows for serious negotiations with nothing off the table.
There is a sense that this is a watershed moment in terms of international trade, although the experience to date in terms of the imposition of tariffs and countermeasures illustrates the interdependence of world trade and economics. It's not as easy to disentangle what has happened during the era of globalization as some might think it is. I think even China has experienced that as well.
An MEP claims Donegal's shoplifters are giving two fingers to the state. Cynthia Ní Murucu has been reacting to figures which show shoplifting offences in the county rose 138.5% from 2003 to 2024. There was, however, a 10% decrease in incidents between 2023 and last year. Despite this, Ms Ní Murucu has raised concerns that the long-term trajectory for shoplifting in Donegal has gone upwards. She's calling for tougher measures to tackle shoplifting.
Retailers are simply fed up with what they see as a revolving door justice system for shoplifters. Enough is enough. CSO figures show that shoplifting has dramatically increased across almost every county in Ireland over the past 20 years. Small shops are tired of people stealing from them and not facing consequences. It's time to get tough on shoplifting. I'm proposing a range of measures to tackle the scourge of shoplifting.
Ishgairn is appealing to customers in Remelton, Milford and Kerrykeel to continue efforts to conserve water and protect supply. The utility says recent dry weather conditions in these areas have resulted in low lake levels at Milford, the area's water source. As a result, customers are again being asked to be aware of their usage, allow supply to catch up with demand and enable reservoirs to fully replenish. Meanwhile, water conservation restrictions may cause supply disruptions to Dromore Park, Curra, Kiltown, Liscully, Castlefin, Stranamuck, Cloughfin, Ballylast, Crossroads, Killygordon and surrounding areas. Restrictions are scheduled to take place from 11 o'clock tonight until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Children's Health Ireland cancelled 161 child surgeries due to a lack of intensive care beds in the last 3 years. New figures show 148 operations were cancelled at Crumlin Children's Hospital in the last 3 years, while 13 were cancelled at Temple Street during the same period. There are 23 intensive care beds at Crumlin and a further 9 at Temple Street. INTO leader Pádraig Tobin told the Dáil some of the operations cancelled would have been life-saving.
These are cancellations for very serious operations for children who are very sick. 9 of these cancellations were for heart operations for children. 10 cancellations were for children needing serious orthopaedic surgery. And many of these children and their families have waited years for what, in some cases, is life-saving surgery.
Gardaí are seeking to help to find a missing teenager in Sligo town. 17-year-old Aisling Byrne is reported missing since Saturday night and was last seen wearing a black jacket, black leggings, white runners and a grey beanie hat. She's described as being around 5 foot 3 inches in height with a slim build, brown hair and brown eyes. She also has a tattoo on her left arm. Gardaí say they're concerned for Aisling's well-being. There were 579 private cars registered for the first time in Donegal during March, 288 of them new vehicles. Of the new vehicles, the most popular brand was Kia, while hybrid engines accounted for almost half of the cars sold. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
Of the 288 new cars bought in Donegal last month, almost half of them had a hybrid engine. 71 were petrol and electric hybrids, 48 were petrol or diesel plug-in hybrids, and 8 were diesel-electric hybrids. Of the remainder, 63 had diesel engines, 61 had petrol engines, and 37 were fully electric. The most popular brand in the county in March was Kia, with 53 cars sold across the range. Next came Toyota with 47, Volkswagen with 31, and Skoda with 30.
The Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District says he believes a new superintendent will soon be appointed to Letterkenny. Councillor Jerry McMonagall, the last chair of the now defunct Joint Policing Committee, said he's been told an appointment is imminent, something he believes is necessary. Councillor McMonagall made his comment while moving a proposal that the council write to the Garda Commissioner seeking approval for an extension to the CCTV system in Letterkenny, which he says is long overdue.
It was. We were told sitting on the desk of the commissioner since October of last year for him to sign off on it. Donegal County Council went down with the Gardaí and done a presentation to the Garda Inspectorate, and they also passed it and said that it was now up to the commissioner to sign off. So I'm asking the council here today to write to the commissioner, bring it to his attention and ask that he would sign off the new extension as soon as possible.
More than 1,200 drivers were caught speeding during yesterday's national slowdown day. Gardaí say it's disappointing as the total number is an increase on recent 24-hour operations. Among the motorists detected speeding was a driver caught travelling at 105 kilometres per hour in an 80 kilometre per hour zone in the St Johnston area. Inspector of Roads Policing Paul Donoghue says the ICOM is worrying.
That would be high numbers. That would be a lot of detections in 24 hours across the division. So what I'm taking from that is that, you know, there's a lot of people, motorists out there that are not abiding the speed laws. And that's worrying. And that, you know, we all know that fatal traffic accidents and serious injury accidents, are a lot of them are caused by speed. If we're detecting that many in 24 hours, I think it's worrying for everyone around our division.
Gardaí have issued a warning about a scam call where people impersonate officers and demand money. In an Instagram post, Angarda Shia Connop says callers claim to be investigating a crime and demand a fine be paid. Officers will never allege a crime has been committed over the phone and will never ask for bank details. Gardaí say the calls could come from an Irish number or an international number and are calling on people not to engage.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Get all your GAA essentials at Michael Murphy Sports, the go-to place for outdoor training gear and more at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with soccer, and Manchester United are in quarterfinal action against Lyon in the Europa League from 8 o'clock tonight. United head coach Ruben Amorim is adamant goalkeeper Andre Onana was not being disrespectful to Lyon in the lead up to the game. The Cameroon international said they were way better than the French team, which then prompted Lyon's Nemanja Matic to call Onana the worst keeper in United's history. But Amorim says it's all just a big misunderstanding.
If you look to all the quotes, you cannot see disrespect there. Just respect, but trying to give confidence and to show confidence in his team.
Elsewhere in the Europa League, Tottenham continue their bid to salvage something positive from their season when they host Eintracht Frankfurt on the last day of the competition. Manager Ange Postecoglou is under pressure with Spurs struggling in the Premier League, but forward Brennan Johnson hopes he can back up the efforts of his teammates in Europe so far.
At one point, I only had 10 or 11 fit first-team players. So, I was really proud watching the lads, especially in Europe. I think the way they fought in the game till the end, got some really good performances and results. I feel like it just gave us a great elevation to go and really push on in this competition.
Interim Rangers boss Barry Ferguson is expecting a totally different performance at Ibrox tonight as they aim to end a run of 5 consecutive home defeats in all competitions. They're taking on Athletic Bilbao in the first leg of their Europa League quarter-final. Ferguson has called on their recent form to be unacceptable and hopes a recent team meeting will have an instant impact.
We're at home and we have to dictate the game to them. We have to take the game to Bilbao. So, yeah, we're set up and we're going to give it everything to try and get a good result to take over there next Thursday.
Elsewhere, Chelsea are in Poland for their Conference League quarter-final first leg against Legia Warsaw from 5:45. Coventry manager Frank Lampard has been charged with misconduct by the FA. The Chelsea legend was sent off in Saturday's championship defeat to Burnley after confronting referee James Bell following the final whistle. Coventry's performance analyst Conor Lawley has also been charged. In golf, 6-time champion Jack Nicklaus has tipped Rory McIlroy to win this year's Masters. The world number 2 sets off on his opening round just after 6:10 Irish time, with Shane Lowry teeing off shortly after. Defending champion Scottie Scheffler is 2 under par after 5 holes. In snooker, Aaron Hill eased through to the next round of qualification for the World Championship. The Cork man rounded off a 10-0 whitewash of Pakistan's Hassan Tahir in Sheffield this afternoon. Jordan Brown leads Farak Ajayi by 4-3, while Robbie McGuigan trails Mark Davis 5-4 at the break. In badminton, Irish number 1 Nat Ingwen is through to the quarterfinals of the European Championships in Denmark. The 7th seed comfortably beat Jerome Puckett of Luxembourg by 2-0 in the last 16 this afternoon. In rugby, Jack Conan will captain Leinster in tomorrow's Champions Cup quarterfinal against Glasgow Warriors. Head coach Leo Cullen has made 6 changes from last weekend's hammering of the Harlequins. Ronan Kelleher has recovered from a neck injury and starts at hooker, while Tadhg Furlong makes just his 4th start of the season, coming in for Rabat Slimani at tight head. Jordy Barrett is preferred at inside centre, with Robbie Henshaw among the replacements. Munster's Alex Nankivell has been cleared to play in their quarterfinal at Bordeaux on Saturday. The centre has successfully appealed against the red card he received in their recent win against Connacht in the URC. Nankivell has originally been suspended for 2 matches. Finally, on the score programme this evening between 7 and 8, we'll be joined by Declan Boyd to look ahead to this week's fixtures for Finn Harps and Derry City. Donegal hurling manager Mickey McCann joins us to look ahead to their Christy Ring Cup Championship opener away to Derry. And Alec McDonald takes a look at the closing stages of the local rugby season. That's all coming up on the score after the 7 o'clock news. Michaela.
Thanks, Mark. weather now, warm and sunny this evening, dry and mostly clear tonight. Some mist and fog will develop overnight with lowest temperatures of 2 to 6 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The Education Minister says she will do everything possible to ensure the 10 pupils of Little Angel School in Letterkenny, who it's feared will be without a school place in September, are accommodated. Minister Helen McEntee was responding to Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty, who described the pupils' mothers having to protest outside the door last week as cruel. 30 new jobs are to be created in Donegal with the opening of a new Lidl store next week. The €7 million store will officially open in Carndonagh on Thursday. An MEP claims Donegal shoplifters are giving two fingers to the state. Cynthia Newmark, who has been reacting to figures which show shoplifting offences in the county rose 138.5% from 2003 to 2024. And Éisce Éireann is appealing to customers in Remelton, Milford and Kerrykeel to continue efforts to conserve water and protect supply. The utility says recent dry weather conditions in these areas have resulted in low lake levels at Milford, the area's water source. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Farming News and Views with Chris Ashmore. Good evening.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up, we'll hear from former IFA President Joe Healy on National Cultivate Week and indeed his thoughts on the Trump tariffs. But first, a Donegal farmer has been selected for the IFA's Ready to Lead 2025 programme. Carrigan's dairy farmer Shannon Porter has been selected as one of 30 participants on the programme run by the IFA with the support of FBD Insurance and Farm Business SkillNet. Well, this programme aims to develop the next generation of IFA leaders by equipping them with insights into agricultural policy and lobbying at home and in Brussels. Last month, Shannon, who runs the milk bar from her family farm, was elected at the County Donegal IFA AGM to represent Donegal on the National Farm Business Committee. Credit unions across the country are marking annual National Cultivate Week with a range of events. It runs until Sunday, and these events bring together credit unions and their members to celebrate Irish farmers and the role they play in local communities and indeed the wider economy. Well, the credit unions in Donegal that offer Cultivate loans are in Balvafay and Stranorlar, Lifford Credit Union, which has branches in Raphoe and Newton Cunningham, and also in Inishowen. Well, Joe Healy, no stranger to this programme, a former IFA president, is chair of Collaborative Finance and has been involved very much in this National Cultivate Week. Joe, good to have you on the programme again, and fair to say that the Cultivate loans have really shaken up the market.
Yeah, so far so good. Credit unions here locally in Galway came to me in about 2017, a number of them, just to talk about access to finance for farmers and if they could get more involved and become a credible player in the market. So we worked with them, and then they put a loan package together. The credit unions kind of operate on five key steps, and those steps are: it's local, flexible, the loans will be quick, it will be simple and personal. And, you know, I think that's what farmers want. I'm a farmer myself, and kind of, you know, a lot of the time we only go looking for the loan when we sort of need it there on the spot or within a week. Since that, we have started with four credit unions in Galway and then and around the country, and we're now in 24 out of the 26 counties. And at our AGM this week, we had members from Sligo and Leitrim. So I'm hopeful that by the end of the year, we'll be offering it in credit unions in Sligo and Leitrim as well, because it's a very simple package that, you know, it's very accessible and has worked well. And I think the figures back that up. Loan applications in 2024 were up almost a third on the previous year. And if you compare loan applications last year with those of 2019, they were up 338%. The word is getting around, you know, if you keep it simple, if you keep it very accessible and personal, and also that flexibility part in relation to, you know, if you take it, Chris, a dairy farmer, might suit him to have 10 smaller repayments in the year each month with the milk check, whereas beef or tillage sheep farmers, it might suit them maybe 2, 3, 4 times per year. Also, the fact that you can pay it off at any time and there are no exit fees, and there's an insurance paid in the case of fatality. No one ever wants that, but it's a great comfort, and that's free of charge on the loans through Cultivate.
The feedback has indeed been very positive, and just looking even on social media, some of the local credit unions here, notably Lifford, they've got the staff involved, people have come in, there's been photographs and events to promote it. It's back to this linkages and involvement with the local community.
That's exactly it, and look, we've great credit unions in Donegal offering it in a number of locations, as you rightly pointed out, in Sean and Lifford. So you're talking about Buncrana, Carndonagh, Moville, Muff, Lifford, Newtown, Cunningham and Rafoa. All those areas are well covered, and they do great work there. And, you know, I think that it's that link, as you say, and that camaraderie between the staff and the credit union and the people on the ground in those rural areas that that's really one of the strengths of the credit unions. And, you know, over the years, if you look at the loans, 2/3 of our loans would be to dry stock farmers, you know, suckler, cattle farmers, sheep farmers. But there has been a large increase as well in the dairy applications for loans, because we offer up to 75,000 unsecured, and then some credit unions, now not all credit unions, but some credit unions, there is a secured loan of 300,000. And the rates are very competitive as well.
And are there any plans to expand the range of products or to tweak the existing type of loans that you offer?
Oh, absolutely. And even at the AGM this week, we had a big section of it was what we call Greenify. And that's another product, like collaborative finance is more or less the company, as we'll call it. Cultivate is one product, the Cultivate Secured Loan, and the Cultivate Unsecured is another product. And Greenify then is for, it'll suit both rural and urban people who wish to, for example, any of the green products, whether it's solar panels or, you know, whether it's an EV car, any of those products that, you know, in relation to sustainability and the greener environment.
And finally, Joe, just while we have you on, you were a regular visitor to Donegal as IFA president and indeed dealt with many challenges both here at home and abroad. What's your take on the whole Trump tariff situation we find ourselves in?
Well, you know, Chris, your take on it could nearly change from day to day. Well, last week was he announcing the tariffs, and yesterday he announcing the pause. 90 days, and today the EU suggesting or confirming a pause as well to match America. You know, it's unfortunate. It's the last thing we want. And, you know, as a farmer, I would always say, and you'd have heard me saying, that farming is very much a business. And the greatest enemy of business is uncertainty, of any business. And that's what Trump has caused a huge amount of in the past week. And you'd hope that it will just settle down. I was listening one morning to the man from Kyo's Crisps and also the guy from the south of Ireland who had a drinks company. And he said, like, that, you know, it opens up opportunities as well. He was in Canada a month ago in a chain of retail stores launching his drinks. And the day before, that Canadian chain of superstores had emptied every shelf of American drink that they were stocking because of the tariffs that Trump had announced on Canada. So he said, I had a huge opportunity. He said, I could take my pick of the shelves. There are opportunities there, but I think that it's just crazy what he's doing. You know, eventually it will come back on the consumer, and that means the American consumer as well. I'd be hopeful that things will settle down. I think from a farmer's point of view, you know, Brexit forced us to look elsewhere and to delve into markets around the world, and we did that, and we're putting food into 180 countries around the world. We saw last year where we had 19 billion euros worth of exports over the last 10 years. Our exports have doubled. Our reputation is second to none. So I think Ireland is well placed to continue to provide that food. And particularly when you look at all the estimates are that we will need between 60 and 100% more food to be produced in the world between now and 2050. And I think Ireland are very well placed to do that.
And that was Joe Healy, Chair of Collaborative Finance and former IFA President. In other news, beef quotes remain relatively unchanged this week on the back of tight supply and big demand. The general run of quotes is ranging from €7.70 to €7.80 a kilo for bullocks, with heifers working off €7.80 to €8 a kilo. Flat prices remain a big part of the beef trade at the moment, with up to €8.30 a kilo of a flat price being paid for continental heifers this week. Finally, IFA Forest Chair Pádraig Stapleton has reiterated calls on landowners to be vigilant during the Department of Agriculture's fire danger notice, which is in place until Monday. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, enjoy the sunshine. Goodbye.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 10th of April. The death has occurred in his 103rd year of Paddy Ferry, Coolvoy, Duhurry and McCloskey Crescent, Glenties. Paddy's remains will arrive at St Connell's Church, Glenties, tomorrow evening at 5:30 to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Gerard Rocky Mulrine, Ochnakira Rafo. His remains will repose at the family home from 7 o'clock this evening. House private to family only, please, tonight and on the morning of the funeral. The wake will commence tomorrow from 11 until rosary at 9. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Union's Church, Rafo, followed by burial in the old graveyard in Convoy. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of Anthony Callan, 23, Dr McGinley Road, Letterkenny, reposing at his late residence. Rosary nightly at 9. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 11 in St Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on stunionscathedral.ie. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Catherine Margaret Caldwell, née Ray, 87, Stevenson Park, Tullyallie, County Derry, formerly of Carrigans, County Donegal. Family and friends welcome at the family home. Funeral service there tomorrow morning at 11, followed by burial in Mount Castle Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Marie Curie or Dementia NI, care of Ruth Hay, funeral director. The death has taken place of Nora Houston, Lacaina, Burton Port. Nora's remains will repose at her own home until 8 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Rosary both nights at 8. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 11 in St Columbus Church Acres, with interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. The death has taken place of Seamus Jack Rua McFadden, Moira, Fulcara. Remains reposing at his home. Rosary tonight at 9. Funeral Mass in St Finian's Church tomorrow at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Joseph Hetherington, 30, Castle Grove. His remains will repose at the family home until 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in St Union's Cathedral, Rafo, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.